Good morning, everyone. If you hear a lot of background noise, I'm sitting outside this morning. It is very pleasant out here. I am getting ready to go into my meditation session that I do, especially on a morning like this. It is so pleasant. I mean, it's not humid. It is just really nice. What I'm doing, I've been doing lately, I went to the doctor, still not getting any results on trying to get this MRI and CT scan done. That seem like they're having difficulty of getting the right authorization codes to my insurance company. So today I will be doing talking to my case manager with my insurance company and trying to find some doctors that actually can really, you know, help me, or see is there any way that she can help me into, you know, getting this stuff done, because I need to get it done as soon as possible. My neck is getting worse. Now I can't even sit 30 minutes anymore. It's more like maybe between 15 to 20 minutes that I can sit the longest without being in any kind of excruciating pain. But I'm hopeful and grateful and thankful that I am here, that I'm still able to do other things that I want to do. It's just difficult now that I can't turn my neck. I have to turn my whole body to look to my left or to my right. You know, I sit and think a lot about, you know, how people that is actually born this way, you know, that's not able to turn their neck and stuff. I understand, you know, the difficult of what they're going through. Really, I understand the difficulty of every autoimmune disease that I'm going through that other people have, because I go through it too. You know, I can sympathize with them. And the little things that we used to take granted of, those are the things that you shouldn't take granted of. You know, sorry about that. Like I said, I'm sitting outside. If you heard that car, I'm sitting outside. But it's very difficult to deal with different things when you're trying to move forward in life. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know, that you have to, well, put yourself first and learn from your mistakes and move forward. But like I said, you know, I've been dealing with these illnesses now for 18 years, and when I was first diagnosed, they told me that I wasn't, you know, it wasn't going to get better, it was going to get worse before it got better. So I have accepted that. You know, I, you know, every 2 to 3 years, I get a new autoimmune disease or a illness, you know, that comes on, you know, another side of that from the illness that I'm already going through. This past week, I ended up having an ulcer that came in my mouth, where that it was very painful, you know, and I ended up had to go and have them to, you know, prescribe me some antibiotics, because that one was really inflamed. And they told me that, you know, they're gonna get like that on my legs, you know, and, you know, everywhere else on my body, they're gonna get bigger now. So I am, you know, going through those issues. You know, it's very frustrating, you know, knowing that you used to have a life of movement, you know, but I am thankful for everything that I have now, because it was worse. Since I've been going through this, I have been to the point bedridden where I can't get out of bed or anything like that. I have been to that point, and I'm very grateful and thankful that I can walk now. I'm very grateful and thankful I can be able to use my right hand again, because at one part of time, early on when I was diagnosed, the rheumatoid arthritis crippled my right hand to the point where it shut it closed. Well, I wasn't even able to open it on my own. So I had to go through surgery to have all that done and learn how to rewrite. So it took about a year and a half of going through that. And that's, I think, yeah, that was the only one that I went to physical therapy for after I had surgery. Everything else, I didn't go to physical therapy. No more than the physical therapy. I got in the hospital after my back surgery, my L4 and L5 was done. So it, you know, I understand people that are going through the same thing that I'm going through. And some days are really good days, and some days are really bad days, and they're very difficult at times. And I try not to let the stress around me, you know, try to interfere with my health, because stress is not good for you also when you're going through a lot of autoimmune diseases. And it's not good for you at all, period. But when you have illness, you don't need the stress. You need the peace of mind. You need to be able to get things done that needs to be done and put extra stress on you. And since I've been trying to get this authorization for this CT scan MRI to be done on my neck and spine, it's very frustrating. You know, it's stressful, because I went, 2 months fooling with the rheumatologist, and his referral department, and they never even budged to do anything about it. So then I went to my internal medicine doctor and told him what I need, you know, what's going on. So he ordered the same test for me to have done. But seems like I'm having this problems again with the referral department, like they don't know what they're doing. Talked to the insurance company, and they said they actually fixed over the authorization form, but it was denied because they didn't have the right code put on there, diagnosis put on, so they're not going to approve something that they don't have the right diagnosis for. So I talked to the doctor's office after I talked to the insurance company about what they needed to do, and I related that to them, but I should have related it directly to the referral department, because when I went for my appointment on the 23rd, she said that was the first that she had heard of that I had called, that they said they needed a new code and stuff. And she said, but it's still pending. I'm like, it's saying pending to you, but actually they denied it because you did not put in the right diagnosis. So could you do that? So today I'm going to call them back and see and ask to speak to the referral department lady, because I want to hear from her mouth, not the people at the front desk. I want to talk to her and find out exactly, do you know what's going on. But before I do that, I will be calling the insurance company and get the status on this before I call her. You know, but like I said, you know, that's what mostly that I've been going through. And now I'm just waiting to see what's gonna happen. Is the neck brace doesn't help anymore, so I don't know. I mean, I have to really keep my neck really still when I'm sitting, when I'm laying, when I'm walking, because order for me to turn to my left or to my right, I have to stop there, turn, and look, because I can't turn my head. That's how bad this is right now. I can understand how the people that have those head things on, where they're holding their head in place with this brace on, I can sympathize with how their pain is and what they're going through. Because I know most likely I will probably end up in one of those after surgery. I don't know how long that I will have to wear it, but you know, because my neck is to that point, I can't turn it. And at this point where I'm in now, I know physical therapy is not going to help. You know, they said, you know, my muscles are tight. My muscles are contracting, yes, because it's trying to support my head, because my spine and stuff is deteriorating. So you guys need to really do something, you know, about this. And the sharp pains that I'm getting, you know, from the back of my ear to the top of my head, is some days is so unbearable, you know, that I go through those, you know, those migraines like that, and shooting pain. And the first of the month I did start taking the night dose of the new chemo pills that they gave me for my pulmonary fibrosis for my lungs. So I started taking those, and I noticed I started having migraines really bad. Like maybe after a week and a half, I started getting these really severe migraines, and I wasn't having those at first when I was when I was taking the pills at first. I would get a headache, but I wouldn't get a serious migraine. So I stopped taking them and went to the two. So I put myself back on the two doses, but I did let my pulmonologist know that I was having migraines, and I wanted to see, you know, was that the cause? So could I, you know, get out for a minute and see what happened? Do they stop or do they continue? So I will be going back on the three doses on the 17th of April. So that should give me enough time. That should have been about a month, and see, you know, when I do start back taking them, do the migraines come back, and see, is that one? If it is, then I just stay on the two. But like I said, you know, my body is going through a lot of different changes. But they're not rapid changes like they were when I was first diagnosed. I mean, my body was being attacked from all angles when I first got diagnosed. And now, you know, it's not being targeted in every direction. It's just being targeted in one certain area the most. And right now, it's focusing on my neck and spine. Yesterday, I woke up, my left ring finger was inflamed. It was so inflamed, I couldn't even, you know, bend my finger. I don't know, it was inflamed, it was hurting. And I'm like, okay. I sat and I, you know, soaked my head in hot water to try to help, you know, get it motivated. That didn't help. And this morning is bending, but what I'm gonna do a hot wax dip on my hand, and I guess I might as well do one on my feet while I'm at it. So I plug them both up so I can do my toes, because I've not been able to feel my toes lately. And I
stepped up on eating my beets to try to build my blood level up, so I, you know, trying to make sure that my blood level stay at a certain level, so I have enough blood flow, you know, to get to all my little areas where it should be going, like in my feet, my toes, and fingers. You know, it's difficult, you know, knowing that, you know, your life has changed. But I look at it, my life changed for the better. It gave me a better outlook on life, you know. I guess that I was going in a direction where I was overworking myself. When they say you could literally work yourself to death, yeah, you can, you know, but you better start paying attention to your body. Like I say all the time, your body gives you signs, little signs at first. And you keep ignoring those little signs, they can blow up into big signs, you know, where you end up in the hospital, and then there is where you find out, okay, this is this. So, with me, I don't take life for granted, you know. I never have, but I really don't. You know, because tomorrow is never promised to you, and today is never promised to you, and tomorrow is definitely not promised to you, and yesterday is gone. So I focus in today, you know, right in the moment. So I'm gonna leave you guys with this, you know. When I find out more, I will come back and let you guys know what's going on. And I am so grateful and thankful for all of my listeners, you know, that's here on my podcast with me. And all of my YouTubers that's on YouTube with me. I appreciate you all. And I'm grateful for you all. And for sharing, you know. And if you have any questions, you know, I say, you know, there's a lot of different places out there that can help you get through this. And I would like to know, think that I'm helping someone, you know, that, you know, is actually going through this and don't have no idea what to expect, because I know I'm going through it, you know, I'm living it, and I'm just trying to get the word out to you guys, you know, and I will be coming back. I'm just, you know, been drained lately, and like I said, this morning is a very pleasant morning, and I'm enjoying sitting here, you know, getting ready to go into my meditative session, and, but once I do get everything situated, you guys know I'll be back to let you know. And I'm sorry it took so long, because like I said, I have been not feeling well. I haven't been able to use my hand as much, so I wasn't able to set up my equipment and everything like that. I'm hoping and I'm praying, let me rephrase this, I'm praying that I'll be able to purchase or receive a home, so that I can be able to have just a designated area for my equipment. You know, because where I'm at now, it's a very small apartment. And really, me and my daughter, we both, you know, we do our own broadcasts and stuff. So, you know, we need a room just for that. You know, for that time and space, you know, big enough for she can set up her equipment in there, and then I have a big enough area where I can then set up my equipment. So, you know, because she do her Zumba online, and then she have her meditating, when she meditates and stuff, and a lot of times we meditate together, you know, when we home on the weekend.
meditate together was, you know, sit up in the living room and meditate. But I must say that I wish you all a blessed rest of y'all week, and namaste.